Listen up and make it real for me. Whatever that fucking mean.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Cody.
I'm Carl.
This is episode 2 of the CNC podcast. Thanks for listening and subscribing. Please tell a friend and please continue to listen.
Yes, thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. So for the second episode, we're going to talk about the AFC South. So same thing, kind of recap what we did last episode. We're going to talk about a division each time, give the offensive and defensive MVP a record prediction, and then at the end after that, we'll talk about who we think will win the division and the top offensive and defensive player going into the season. We're going to do this for every division, and then when the season starts, we'll start going underway with predictions for each game and all that too. But, you know, let's get it underway. First up, we got the Texans. Carl, what do you think?
Vegas got them at a solid 8, man. Last year, they was 9-7, and this year, I think they're going to be a 10-6 with a better offense, and, you know, they always have that good, consistent defense. Any defense with J.J. Watt is awesome.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I kind of got them at 8-8, too. I don't know. I don't see. I think they kind of downgraded. They made the playoffs last year with Brian Hoyer, and that's about it. Like, offense was struggling. 4 interceptions in the playoffs. Defense is still good. They got Brock. I do not believe in Brock whatsoever.
Oh, man, you're crazy. Like, yo, he's Brock the Rock Osweiler. Like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, what's wrong with you, man? Like, for real, we've seen him take over for Peyton Manning in 8 games, 5-3, 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, yes, the defense was good, but he's all going to the same type of situation with that defense over there in Houston, Texans. And I think they have a skilled player as in Nuke. Like, come on, man. DeAndre, I catch everything between the white lines. Hopkins, baby. Come on.
Nah, they definitely do. I don't know. I feel like he should have, like, taken the throne from Peyton. That was kind of weird. They really wanted him to do that. John Elway drafted him to take over and be the heir apparent, and he couldn't do it, and then he skipped town. I don't know. I'm not sold, and I like Lamar Miller a lot. I like that he's going to start getting carries.
Come on. Let's not get started about Lamar. I got the juice Miller, man. That guy is a beast. Like, he did amazing things for Miami, and I expect him to do that here. And I think he's a better pass on a back that could catch out the backfield better than Arian Foster.
And it's not an injury risk either. It's kind of weird, the swap, because Arian just went to the Dolphins.
Oh! Yeah. And I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Observations. Yeah. No, definitely. So anyways, going into it, so let's talk about the offensive MVP. You named a few people. Who do you like most for this team?
Like
right
I
now?
Said, I mentioned them before, DeAndre catch anything between the white line Hopkins, man. He their best wide receiver threat. They added other receivers such as Will Iburnia Fuller out of Notre Dame. He's fast as hell.
I forgot the guy.
Yeah,
that's
he's
crazy.
Fast. And they added a versatile player, Braxton, Mr. Everything, Miller,
they did
out of the Ohio State University.
Wow.
I know my I know a couple of my Buckeye fans out there is going to enjoy that one. So, I would like to see something from Jalen Strong, but who knows what's going to happen with him.
Yeah.
And they retained Cecil Shorts. He's going to be a good mentor to these rookies. But like I said, DeAndre catch everything between the white line Hopkins is going to be the offensive MVP, hands down.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. He's probably, I think other than Antonio, he's my favorite receiver going into this year. Fantasy stuff too, DFS, he's always going to be a plus to make sure he gets a lot of targets. So I love DeAndre a lot, like his game. Forgot they got Will Fuller too. And interesting that they got Braxton Miller because when he was at Ohio State, he beat Bill O'Brien when he was at Penn State, too. So he probably saw something he liked and brought
awesome.
Him back.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. For me, it's Lamar Miller. I like what
I
he did in Miami.
I got the juice.
He has the juice, folks. yeah, so I like him a lot. I think that he can really provide something that didn't have before with Arian Foster, which is hopefully consistency. Also, his health as well. But I like a lot what I saw from Lamar Miller. He's kind of a slasher. Really can catch out of the backfield, too. But the kind of player that can, you know, take it and hit a home run and go 70 yards off a screen. So it's good to have that element, especially for an unproven quarterback like Brock. I like the idea of having Lamar Miller underneath when you have some routes to DeAndre and to Will Fuller, who's also
like
a blazer
that.
Too. So, like, I think that they have a lot of options. Brock can throw a bomb. So, like, hopefully they incorporate that deep game into it and it works out well. Offensive line's a little shaky, so I'm not sure I'm thrilled about that. Nothing really to write home about from the tight end play either. So,
yeah.
Lamar Miller, I think that he'll get a lot of opportunity, and I think he'll gel well into this offense because they invested a lot in him. And I think also he's just a talented player. He finally has a shot to be the bell cow, and I like him a lot in this offense. Who do you got for defense, O'Carl?
Oh, man, who else? Who else, man? J.J. the Beast Watt, man. Like, hands down, this guy is a monster, man. best playmaker, one of the best playmakers in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he's coming from the defensive side. I haven't seen this in a while, man.
Well, it's also, he's a 3-4 defensive end, too, which makes it even crazier because usually they kind of just, like, hold up the blockers for the linebackers, but he's kind of revolutionized that position. He's just such a good athlete that he can be an effective pass rusher and get 20 sacks a year from a position where he's really sometimes facing double teams. Most of the time he's facing double teams now. Just a crazy athlete. Hard to argue with that. Someone else from the defense I like, though. I like Whitney Mercilus a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He really emerged. They drafted him a few years ago. They had a few pass rushers that didn't pan out. Got Brooks Reed, I think, the same draft. That didn't work out. But Whitney really came into his own. He was a first-round draft pick, if I'm not mistaken. He really came on last year. And, you know, him and Watt can be a really interesting duo.
Oh, yeah. But they also, you know, they still got Vince coming back. Vince, Space Eater, Wilfork taking up the middle. You already know, man. Which reminds me, whatever you do, do not Google Vince Wilfork ESPN body.
That's
parental
weird.
Discretion advised.
That's your phone background. That's very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, as you
that.
Casually
you want it all to yourself.
Your phone.
You want it all to yourself. Anyways, moving on. We're going to go to the Colts now. Colts are really interesting team. Carl, why don't you tell me what they're at? Vegas has them at, what do you have them at?
Vegas has them at 8.5 this year. Last year they were 8-8, and we all know why they were 8-8. That's because Mr. Luck, I don't give a fuck, was hurt.
Yeah.
So now he's coming back. My prediction is 11-5, man. They had 11-5 record his all 3 years he was starting. And last year, unfortunately, he got injured, and that's when they just drifted off into an 8-8 record.
Yeah, you know, and that team, that Jim Irsay-led team, what they did with Peyton for years and had success is that they would draft a quarterback, they'd luck out. It's really crazy they got Peyton and Luck, like, back-to-back without any years really, you know, in destitute. And some teams, like my Jets, they haven't had a franchise quarterback since 1968. So it's kind of unfair. But anyways, a different story. We'll talk about the AFC East later. But it's crazy because their formula has always been to stay under the cap, is to invest a lot in the quarterback. They just paid Andrew Luck a ton.
I think it's ridiculous. And it, I don't know. It just shows you how good of a quarterback Andrew Luck is, because they never have a good defense. Like, the 3 years they went to the playoffs, it was all Luck. Luck. I mean, granted, Luck is overall, he won 3 games in the playoffs. Like, that's freaking awesome. He's been going to the playoffs since he was a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, so their formula has always been to build around the quarterback, not invest a lot in defense, a playmaker or two. Remember, so many years they had Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had Bob Sanders, but they never
really
had, like,
Paul
a solid...
Bob!
Yeah,
Bob Sanders! He was a beast.
They never really had, like, a solid defense, and they still don't. But I like what they did in this offseason this year. I really like the drafting of Ryan Kelly. It's not a sexy pick, but a good center like that. As a Jets fan, I've seen it with Nick Mangold. The Browns did it when they drafted Alex Mack in the first round. Drafting a center in the first round. Cowboys, too, with Travis Frederick. Drafting a center in the first round, it's unorthodox. When it works out, it'll save your team the hassle of having to fill that position for a decade.
Yo,
and this
man.
Guy looks like one of those players. So they have him. They have Muhort, who I love at guard, and Costanzo at left tackle. That's a really solid 1-2-3 on the left side. So I just really think it's going to, you know, help.
Costanzo didn't do too good.
Like, he was on an island. I mean, I think Costanzo is an above-average tackle.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably one of the top tackles in this division, left tackles, because it's a kind of weak division at that position. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, but can that offensive line keep Luck on his feet? That's what we want
to
know.
That's what we have to know. And, look, I'll be honest, people are afraid to say it because everyone already crowned Luck the next GOAT. But he was kind of ass last year. He really didn't do it. I remember he looked awful, lost to the Bills, lost to the Jets, looked lost in both. I think he had, like...
But I don't think he was healthy, too.
Well, he wasn't healthy
beforehand.
But, like, this is football, so, like, you got to make do with what you have. Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks that, like, have played through pain. Not saying it's right. It's a sport, though.
Man, I mean, well, we saw his success immediately out the gates. So, come on, man. Can't say that.
People lose it, though. We saw Vince Young's success. We see a lot of quarterbacks who start out hot. I'm not saying that's going to be him, because, like, on paper and just looking at some of the throws he makes, he's going to be a star. I was just, you know, I saw what happened last year. People are conveniently forgetting it. I understand. I saw what I saw. He looked subpar, and I don't think the rest of the team is good enough to support him when he's going to play like that. So unless he can take it to the level that we saw in 2014, this isn't a playoff team to me.
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't think
they bring in Frank. I beat Father Time Gore.
How,
like,
old is he? Father Time.
First
yo.
Of all, last season he was 32. Now he's 33.
Okay,
but
cool.
I'm about to read something crazy for you right now.
Okay.
Right? He had 1,234 all-purpose yards last year. 967 of them coming from rushing. 7 total touchdowns. He's He was 32, people.
There was no one else to get the ball to. That's not a good running team.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Luck wasn't there for like half the game.
And they didn't win any games. I don't think that Gore's that good. I don't like Gore that lot.
With Luck back there, it makes everybody better. T.Y. Hilton's going to have a better year. Dante Moncrief's going to have a better year.
Okay.
Philip Dorsett is going to come onto the scene. And honestly, my sleeper offensive player is going to be tight end Dwayne Allen. More Fleener. We all know he go to my
Saints. Awful signing.
You're crazy.
We'll talk about the NFC South. We'll talk about that.
You're crazy. So I expect Dwayne Allen, if he's healthy, only if he's healthy. And he's an injury-prone player, too. So I expect Dwayne Allen to do big things.
Yeah, no, I like Dwayne Allen a lot. I think that's a solid pick. Kind of interesting you bring up Philip Dorsett. I was huge on him when they drafted him in the first round.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything last year.
No, he did, but he was injury prone a little bit.
He's a little dude,
yeah.
And there were a lot of targets last year. I was unimpressed. I was expecting a lot more after watching his college tape. For me, obviously it has to be Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
You need to see what he does. The team completely depends on him. I mean, the quarterback's important in every team, but this team was built for him to take the reins and lead them to the playoffs every year and contend with the Patriots.
11-5.
I don't know. I'm seeing 8-8. I'm seeing another. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I'm seeing 7-9.
Oh no.
Yeah,
because
you know what? You know what?
Prediction.
You know what? I don't like the defense. I don't like the offensive line. I'm not sold on Luck. I don't see it. I don't know, man. We'll see. It's I think this team is being overrated because people want Luck to be the next star.
He is.
I don't. We'll see. Show me. He has to show me.
He
to
did. 11-5. The three times to the playoffs.
I saw last year what he looked like, man.
You understand? This guy lost in the wild card round.
Yeah.
Then next year, he makes it. He wins in the wild card round. He loses in the divisional round. After that, what did he do? Wild card round. Divisional round. Then he lost in the conference finals.
It's just the AFC's been weak also, I don't see this. There's a lot of good teams in the AFC that I like a lot more than them. Defensive MVP, who do you got?
Man, the only person to talk about on that defense is Vontae Davis. But honestly, they added Patrick Robinson, and he's a former Saint, so I'm going to show him a little love. So the defense is...
As a coach?
No.
I don't know.
Vontae
is tough. Vontae is tough. When healthy, Vontae is one of the best cornerbacks. Me, who I'm picking, is sleeper because he got hurt, but he was really good before he got hurt. Was defensive end out of Stanford, Henry Anderson.
Mm.
He really provides some edge rush that they lost with Mathis being hurt. Freeney's no longer with the team.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. I think he's going to come on. And I wouldn't be shocked if he has somewhere between 8 to 10 sacks this year. I like him a lot. I liked him a lot in college, too, but that's my pick.
Oh, man. So that's good. And then Luck got paid, too? I want to go back to Luck, man. This guy got paid as well, man.
Okay.
Like, $122.97 million contract, including a $32 million signing bonus. Like, come on. Guaranteed money, $87 mil. Like, the average annual salary of the 2016 year is going to be $24.59 million. Like, come
That's
on.
Way too much. That's way too much.
Yo, he's the man.
We'll see, man. We'll see if he lives up to it.
I sound like a little thought reading those numbers.
You do. Yeah, you got excited. You're trying to follow the schedule. Go to the games.
Let's move on.
Good for
man.
You, Carl. Good for you. All right, so the third team we got, the Jaguars. Carl, what's your record prediction for them?
Vegas got them at 6. Last year they were 5-11. So my prediction, give a courteous 7-9.
Okay.
So what about you?
This is the team I have winning the playoffs for them.
Oh,
I have them. This is division team.
Oh
for me.
My god!
I love this team so much. I love everything they've done. They've drafted so well in the past 3
As
years.
As you take a shot of whiskey.
Oh, how dare you! These are my thoughts.
Yeah.
I have this team at 10-6. I like this team a lot. This is a very young but a very talented team.
They're only favored in one game next year.
That's cool. We'll see. I favorite them. That's all. That matters. So I really think this is a solid team.
No,
I'm a big
man.
Fan of Bortles. I love the offensive players they got.
Blake Bortles' service, man, he helped me and led the way to win $1,000 last year in fantasy. Yes, sir.
Okay. Anyways, we're really proud of you. Thank you for that tidbit. I like Bortles a lot. I like Bortles with with Allen Robinson. I like Allen Hurns a lot, too. He got paid, deserved that contract. Julius Thomas is healthy.
Ah, that's my sleeper. He's a sleeper on the offense.
He could come back. I can see that. But I think my sleeper, who I really like, is Chris Ivory. Former Jet, led the AFC in rushing. He's going to be in a more part-time role now, which I think is great for them. Yeldon would be the pass catcher and third downs. But you put Chris Ivory in the goal, he can do some special things. They improved their offensive line.
Oh, man.
And I think this is he's really going to be a shocker date, but he will get 1,000 yards.
I don't know. I think you need to get sober and think with a clear mind, because I definitely don't see that happening at all. And there's a lot of people out there that definitely agree with me.
That Chris Ivory's not going
to
do good?
No, I'm just talking about them going to the playoffs.
Oh.
We got to temper the expectation here a little bit. I mean, we have Blake Bortles, yes, no doubt. And this team, they made insane additions. I mean, this isn't the NBA where super teams can just become and make an immediate impact. Nah, so
I
think, I don't know, Blake Bortles... his offense is going to decline. I don't see him keeping up with that pace that he had last year.
Well,
this guy threw 35 touchdowns. Like, come on.
And I'll give you that a lot of those touchdowns were because they were trying to catch up in games because their defense was so bad. But they really addressed the defense. They drafted really well, too. I mean,
honestly, they addressed the defense, but it's so much uncertainty with that defense. Like, we don't know. We know these players are good that they added.
Yeah.
But we don't know how they're going to mesh with each other.
I think that the offense is good and the potential of the defense is good enough where they'll be better than any other team in this division. So that's why I have them get in the division. That's a spoiler for later, but I just like this team a lot. I love the draft. I love Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack. They also got this really good guy, Yannick. I'm not going to pronounce his last
name. That's my mother's first name. That's crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Yannick Jean. I'm
so uncomfortable. But this guy from Maryland, pass rusher, really good as well.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler's going to be coming off the ACL tear he had from last year, too. So if he comes back, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Sign Prince Amukamara. Telvin Smith, one
of
my favorite players.
I'm so
mad. One of my favorite players.
On
and that's my defensive MVP, too. So athletic. He's a little skinny. He's like 220, but he really hits and he can cover.
Exactly.
And that's
covers
a new version
the
of the NFL. You need those people that can play linebacker and can hit, but also can cover because these tight ends are so athletic. You need someone to keep up. So I love Telvin Smith. I love this team, and like I said, 10-6
right now. But check it.
Okay.
Bortles. Just listen to these. Bortles, 11 TDs the first year to 35.
Yeah.
Do you see that big jump? I'm not done. Like, come on. The only consistent numbers he had were interceptions, 17 the first year, 18 the second year.
It was the second year.
Okay. Then it comes to sacks, 51 the first year, and then 55 the next year. Like, come on. This is a guy who's been in the league only 2 years and is getting hit like a tackle dummy.
But he's cooking. He's throwing 35 touchdowns.
But that number is going to drop. Like you said, they have Chris Ivory. Now they'll have more of a focus on the run.
They'll have focus in general because they can spread it around now, which I like. They're a very versatile
team. So numbers are going to go down. So he's not going to get 35 touchdowns.
But he's not going to get sacked 55 times either.
How do you figure that?
Because he's not going to be doing dropping back as much. It's kind of what you're saying. I agree.
Okay.
He's not going to be doing as much drop back, so he's not going to get sacked as much.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a smaller sampler size. I love Bortles. I think he's a really up-and-coming quarterback.
Yeah.
Love his tools, his intangibles.
Oh, let's not talk about the receivers, man. Allen Robinson had impressive 151 targets this year. 1,400 yards, total yards. Like, come on, with 14 TDs, that's definitely coming down. But impressive, awesome receiver. Allen Hurns had 105 targets.
Had a nice contract, too.
Oh, my God.
45 mil.
1,031 yards with 10 TDs. That number is coming down as well, and everybody's going to label him as a bust, blah, blah, blah. But the only reason those numbers are going to come down is because they added additional talent on the offense, and it's going to make them be better. I mean, both of those players had insane numbers, legit one of the best dual receivers from last year. The other pairing being the fake Brandon Marshall. And then Eric, prettiest white boy that likes to get dirty, Decker. From the New York Jets.
It's
man.
So weird, man.
Yeah, so I definitely expect that number to dip, especially with Julius Thomas coming in from the beginning of the season this time.
Yeah, no, I like this team a lot. I mean, that's why I'm a playoff team, but you know, can agree to disagree. Coming up next, we got the Tennessee Titans. Carl, what do you got for them?
We
got
to go back, man.
What
we
do you
forgot
got?
To even talk about the offense MVP, the defensive MVP.
Oh, I got mine now. I'm Chris Ivory and Telvin Smith.
I didn't get mine.
Okay.
So I got Allen Robinson.
Okay.
Great receiver, great hands, game speed. I mean, although his stats going to dip this year, I think he'll still be the best offensive player on that team. And then, like I said, for the defensive MVP, it remains to be seen. And if I had to choose somebody, it's going to be Tashaun Gibson.
Okay.
I don't know why Cleveland let him go.
That's crazy.
I'm still scratching my head.
Yeah.
Tashaun Gibson is just a playmaker. And that's why I could feel confident in saying Tashaun Gibson is going to be the defensive MVP for that team. He's a beast. He's a ball hawk. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
No, I like that signing a lot. I forgot they got him, too. They got so many people in this offseason. All right, so who you got for the Titans?
Vegas, they got them pegged at 5.5.
Okay.
Last year they were 3-13. My prediction is 5-11.
Okay.
I think Titans are improving nicely and steady, especially with a QB like Marcus, a.k.a. Mariota, a.k.a. Hawaiian Mario, Mariota. So he had an impressive rookie year. I expect him to build on that, especially with the addition of Don DeMarco Murray and a good wideout in Rashard. Almost cost me fantasy because I wanted to get hurt Matthews. So luckily he didn't, and I came home with that $1,000.
He got hurt because of Calvin Pryor, the Jet safety.
Oh, that was
he laid him out. So my prediction for this team is 4-12.
Okay, so we're close.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's some things I really like. I like Mariota. I don't think he's going to be, like, a star, but I think he's going to be really good. He's going to be a serviceable quarterback. I'm not sold on him. I like Jameis a lot more.
Why
I like
are you talking about Jameis.
I'm just saying because they're always going to be compared because they're 1-2.
Yeah.
So I like Jameis more, but I like Mariota. I think he can be good, but he's not going to lead the team, so he needs more help, and that's why I have concerns.
They got the help.
I don't. I disagree.
They're gonna.
I don't
play
like
to,
DeMarco was ass last
but
year,
but they didn't play to his strength. This year they're going to play to DeMarco's
the
strength.
The offensive line is even worse. It's much worse. Titans, it's much worse.
Okay.
So they don't have a left guard right now. They just don't have. If you go to their depth chart, there's a question mark.
Okay.
It's like in Super Smash Brothers, we haven't unlocked the character yet. It's the same. You can't see who they have at left guard.
I'm gonna disagree.
At right guard, they had Chance Warmick. Remember
they
took him ninth. They didn't pick up the rookie option on him. Like they don't have faith in him. They're
moving
Taylor to left tackle. That's a question mark. And I hated getting Jack Conklin when you could have got my man
the
with
Moeller.
What Laramie
run block. Mr. Runblock.
Okay.
Okay.
He was not that good. You could have got Laramie Tunsil. You could have got Laramie Tunsil.
But
instead.
He's having a hard time in Miami right now. We're going to a different
I didn't like the pick. That's what I'm saying. So I don't like that. I don't like that they don't have a safety. I don't like that they have a bunch of question marks at receiver too. And I don't trust the running backs. I don't like Don DeMarco. I don't like
Don
Derrick Henry.
DeMarco.
I don't like these players.
Okay.
They're too similar in style. I think Henry's going to be better than DeMarco, but I don't like either one of them, really.
All right, I disagree totally. They play towards DeMarco's strength, which is downhill running style. I think we'll finally see the real Marcus Mariota. This season, we saw glimpses of it last year, and then what he did, given the opportunity, and how he used his leg against Jacksonville when he ran for that long touchdown.
They had the worst defense in the NFL last year.
Doesn't matter. Jacksonville didn't have the worst defense.
They had an awful defense last year.
Okay, so I think we need to be prepared to see something that we haven't seen in a while, and that's like smash-mouth football with a big old rookie, RB, Derek, I walked out my mother's womb, Henry, backing up Murray. I expect the Titans to run and run often.
Okay. Who's your offensive MVP for them?
The offensive MVP is going to be Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
Come on, man. Mario.
Okay.
The Hawaiian Mario. Like, come on.
Okay. I mean, I can see that. I could see him taking a step. I'm not expecting him to, like, put up 35 or anything like Blake Bortles did in his second year, but I could see Mariota have a solid year, 20 touchdowns, six interceptions. He's pretty accurate. My offensive MVP and probably the only person from this offense who should make the Pro Bowl is Delanie Walker. He really emerged as a top tier tight end last year.
Yeah.
He's a real tool.
Because of who?
Well, I mean, he had no one else to throw to, and he kind of capitalized because he was on those underneath routes, used his athleticism to get open. I like Delanie a lot.
Yes.
It was a really solid pickup, too, because I got him for the low because he didn't even start in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Delanie a lot. The issue is I don't like anyone else in the offense. The skill position players. I don't like Kendall. He keeps digressing after his rookie year. He had 36 catches last year. I love DGB's potential. He needs to learn to route run better and needs to lose some weight. But his just, like, physical standpoint, being so big, being so, like, having really good hands, I really like his potential if he could just clean it up and focus.
Yeah.
Rashard Matthews, I'm not really that sold on.
He's a nice player, man.
We'll see.
He's
I don't know.
Nice. Yes, we will see.
I'm not too optimistic. And the offensive line woes, like I mentioned, those kind of concern me as well. So, yeah, that's why I said 4-12. I think there will be something to grow on. They have some young players they can work with, DGB, Derrick Henry, Mariota, obviously, and kind of build something. Because next year, I expect them to take a huge jump because of those two first-round picks as well. It's going to be a crazy year, and especially for running backs.
Honestly,
they should take a running back next year.
I don't know, man, honestly. So we'll see. What about the defensive MVP?
So defense, it's you know, a few people. Jurrell Casey's probably the defensive Pro Bowl player.
That's mine too, but his name is not Jurrell Casey, sir.
What
is it? Jurrell. I'm the Titans. Everything on defense, Casey.
Okay.
Respect the man's name. Put some respect on him.
I heard you were upset that he wasn't in ESPN, the Naked magazine as well. So, I mean, he's just like, Casey's one of the more athletic big like players like that play D-line. Really impressive. I remember when the Jets played the Titans last year, there was a play where Brandon Marshall was wide open. They threw a screen. It was like a 70-yard touchdown, and the only player who was about to catch him was Jurrell Casey, like 330 pounds. So that showed me at heart because like we were up by like 20 at that point in the game too. I like him a lot. I also like Kevin Dodd as a sleeper pick, the second round pick they got from Clemson.
Yeah, I know Kevin Dodd.
I liked him a lot more than Shaq Lawson. They're on the same team. Mm-hmm. I think Kevin Dodd could immediately step up and kind of get Arakpo or Morgan some rest or some extra pass rushing ability as well. He's a lot more speed. So
Brian,
I
found the youth. Arakpo,
he had a great season. I was completely wrong about him. He's only getting older,
just like the Frank Gore situation. Getting older and still producing. Like, come on. And I don't know. Their defense is okay. It's not bad, actually.
Great front seven.
It's not bad.
Great front seven.
I mean, Devin Cordy, McCourty, and then
Jason McCourty. Respect the twin. Respect the twin.
Yeah, Jason matched with Parrish Cox.
Yeah, Parrish Cox can't tackle for shit, though. I don't like Parrish Cox. I like Jason McCourty. They've got Rashad Matthews from Arizona. I like Rashad Johnson from Arizona, the safety. I liked him. And the other guy they have is that guy, Cersei, Denoris Cersei. He's not good. So they don't really have another safety to pair him with. And other than Parrish and my man Jason McCourty, the cornerback depth after that is abysmal. Bleedy Ray Wilson
was
awful as well. And in a league where a lot of players are going to be.
Major holes.
And they didn't do anything about it. So like, there's a bunch of opportunity.
But honestly, the defense, they still finished good. They were 12th in total defense, 7 versus the pass, 27th. They gave up the most point, like 27th points per game, and 25th in takeaways. Another year under Dick LeBlanc's system, I think they'll be all right.
I don't know, man. We'll see. They have some players that could be really good eventually. They just need another year. So moving forward, that's our picks right now. So, Carl, who's your what's your playoff team for this league?
The playoff team, of course, and it's gonna be the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah,
man. I think they're gonna have the most wins in this division, and like I said, luck is gonna do it again. Hopefully,
we'll see.
Lord willing, he stays healthy.
So my offensive prediction, my record prediction for the team that's gonna play out is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I love this team, love their potential. I think everyone takes a really big next step, and you gotta really tip your hat to Dave Caldwell, the GM.
We never did the top offensive player of the division, top defensive player of the division.
We're getting there.
Oh,
hold your horses. You got the ESPN magazine waiting. It's calling your name. You your fingers are itchy. You can't wait to finish this podcast. It's okay, man. Yeah, so that's my team for the playoffs. Carl, who's your offensive MVP?
Andrew, I don't give a fuck, luck.
Okay.
What else needs to be said, man? This guy's the best quarterback in the division. He knows how to lead a team, and he knows how to get to the playoffs. Two things, that's for certain.
I would almost bet you, and I'm thinking about doing it. We should make this a thing. It's like starting, like having bets go out throughout the season.
Okay.
I don't think he has the most passing touchdowns in this division.
Who's gonna have more than him?
I think Blake will. Blake Bortles will have more touchdowns than him, passing.
So, just because the man threw 35 touchdowns last year,
bet on it.
Focusing on the run this year.
$20.
You think he's gonna throw more?
We're recording.
All right, $20.
$20.
Let's remember this. For $20.
We're writing this down.
Yo, we have so many bets this year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take. He's gonna owe me a paycheck. Chill.
Yo, my man has sweaty hands too. I'm never shaking your hands again. Anyway, so my offensive MVP.
I was looking
MVP,
at Vince Wilford.
Yeah, chill. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Ball spaghetti.
Yo, stop.
All right. So my offensive MVP is going to be DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's the second best receiver in the NFL. He's going to get a lot of opportunity. He's only 24, which is like one of the craziest things to me. But I remember he made one of my favorite players of all time, Darrell Revis, look mortal.
After seeing that,
I've never seen Revis gone like that before, except for Randy Moss. Yeah. I've never seen another receiver have his way like Revis get past him. So that was really impressive. I think he's going to take the next step this year. And he's probably going to emerge the top receiver within a year or two. He's a physical freak.
I agree.
Who you got for defense?
Oh, come on, man. The one and only JJ the Beast Watt.
Yeah.
Nothing else needs to be said, man.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Watt's obviously the best player from that defense. For me, kind of going back to what I said, I think Telvin Smith is really going to emerge this year. I think he's going to start making a name for himself as a top linebacker in the NFL. And he kind of reminds me of Deion Buchanan in Arizona, like a linebacker safety tweener.
Yeah.
Just because he can cover, but he also is able to hit you too. So
side to side, he's crazy quick.
Yeah. So we got the division. We got the top players. We made a bet.
Yes, sir.
Carl's got a date with Destiny. He's going to see Vince Wilfork. So thanks again, everyone. Really appreciate you listening. AFC North, we're going to do that this weekend. So stay out for that. But please, thank you for subscribing. Please tell a friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell a friend to 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 tell the next friend.
Yeah, so thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
woke up in the morning, brush my teeth, smack my bitch ass. Damn, all I do is think about the cash.
What?
Yeah, what? Getting all this cash.
Yeah.